So just there is a little bit of the news coverage of the president's trip to the Middle East. Let's see how the trip is playing in the Middle Eastern media. We turn to Ramiz Malouf, professor of journalism at Lebanese American University in Beirut, Lebanon, and a regular guest on this program. Welcome back, sir.
My pleasure.
Are people closely watching the president's visit?
It's receiving adequate coverage. It's not leading the news, but it's obviously on the front pages. But it's not really seen as the most important news item on the news broadcast or on the front pages.
Would that be because few people, at least in the Middle East media, seem to expect much of substance to come out of this visit?
Yeah, exactly. It's being met with a lot of skepticism. In fact, Al-Ahram, which is Egypt's largest newspaper, and it's owned by the state, describe him in Arabic using the expression lame duck president, unable to master serious support for any initiative within his own country. So he would like to register in advance in the peace process, Al-Ahram says, but he himself must recognize that this comes at the wrong time. The Israeli government cannot deliver on any difficult decisions, and neither can George Bush. So I think that's the overall climate.
That's what's being written in an Egyptian newspaper owned by the government of Egypt, which is at least nominally an ally of the U.S.
Yes, it's owned by the government. And I think this is the, you know, overall feeling. I think no one here really expects much out of it.
Now, the president has, in addition to his other statements on this trip, made some statements that could be seen as critical of Israel. Yesterday, he held a press conference inside Israel. He was asked about Israeli settlements in the West Bank, and he criticized small settlements, which he said were an impediment to peace. Has that received any coverage in the Arabic language media?
Yes, it has. The Jordanian newspaper, Rai, points that out, that this is a favorable statement, something they appreciate, and so did the Nahar today in Lebanon. But even Ar-Ra'i, which again is also partially state-owned newspaper in Jordan, is critical of the visit and thinks that nothing much is going to happen as a result of it. It says George Bush does not have serious interlocutors in Israel, that Prime Minister Olmert is unpopular, and the Palestinians are divided among themselves, so they cannot deliver on anything either.
Has Iran come up very much in the coverage of this trip so far?
Yes. Let me give you an example. Now, one of the newspapers that is very frequently quoted, albeit it has a small distribution, is Al-Qabas. It says that one of the purposes of his visit is to show support for his allies against Iran, meaning, of course, both Israel and Saudi Arabia. And he has used this opportunity, writes Mr. Atwan, to threaten Iran. And furthermore, to affirm the Jewish character of Israel, as he did yesterday. That means, Atwan wrote in his editorial today, that he has closed the door on any discussion on the right of return of the Palestinian refugees and has reinforced the doctrine that the Middle East should be an area governed by religious governments rather than by democratic governments, as he claims he would like to see. So I think one of the marked statements of George Bush in this visit, this affirmation of Israel as a Jewish state, a lot of people have taken note of that.
Amid all this skepticism and doubt about the president's motives, do you see any signs in the Arabic language media of, the United States building up any goodwill as a result of this effort?
To be honest, I haven't seen anything. I've looked at the number of newspapers or websites and television. A lot of people think this is coming too late and in his tenure as a president. You know, the rise of article entitled A Letter of Welcome to President Bush, writer Salah ad-Din Hafiz said Mr. Bush was thankfully now in his last year in office, was welcome to our land of which he knows nothing about its history, knows nothing about its culture or the depth of its civilization, and misunderstood its patience in front of decades of oppression until it finally blew in the face of its oppressors. So this is what I've been reading, both from state-owned public media and commercial media.
Ramiz Malouf is professor of journalism at the Lebanese American University in Beirut. Thanks again.
My pleasure.